Oh man, what a week. I said we lose Cloris Leachman, Cicely Tyson, and Mary Harmon for actors anyway, and then we lose college basketball coaching legend. John Chaney has died. He was 89, and he coached most of his career at Temple University. He coached Temple University from 82 to 2006 in college basketball, winning 741 games and losing 312. But we lose him, and then more on sports. I said I was reading up earlier. The Chicago Cubs signed Jock Peterson to a 1-year deal worth $7 million, and he's going to be playing left field, which is now open because with the Cubs releasing Schwarber, it leaves open a space where Jock Peterson can go in and play. So hopefully he could do good in the Cubs uniform for the 1 year. But if he pulls off this great season for 2021, then he could command a bigger contract after this year if the Cubs don't decide to keep him, which I'm hoping they can make him an offer after the end of the year to keep him there longer. But he was being coveted by so many damn teams. The Cubs, not only did the Cubs want him, so did the White Sox, and so did the Atlanta Braves, but they lose out, so not a bad thing, so on that part. And yesterday I watched two different movies. One was called Don't Shoot. It was about it's more of like an urban drama. It's like an urban drama film starring Ian Haywood. In the movie, Ian Haywood plays a guy named Will, who was basically a gangbanger turned activist for his town, because after going to jail in the movie, he decides he wants to turn his life around, and he starts caring more about life, and he starts caring more about, and then he starts bettering himself so he can go to college. He basically got his grades up in the movie, and then all of a sudden he gets into a scuffle with police. They shoot and kill him, and then the movie becomes what they call a fight with the family, because the family of Will want justice for him. And so basically that's what the movie was about, is basically fighting for justice for the character Will. And then I also watched this other movie called Into the White, which is a World War II film, and it was centered on two different planes crashing in the wilderness in Norway, and two guys were British and the other guys were Norwegian, and they resided in a cabin together, and they had to basically get along. So that was that. And then I did watch the boxing movie Ali yesterday for the actual, and even though I did see bits and parts of the movie before, but I never watched it all the way through, and I just watched it all the way through for the first time. Now I was reading some fucked up story yesterday. I can't get it to share on my phone. Or especially I can't get it to come up on my tablet that I have, so I have to just tell you what the storyline said, and it's fucked up. A mother basically killed her 5-year-old daughter by gouging out her eyes and cutting out her tongue and eating the tongue, which is fucking disgusting, fucking creepy as fuck if you ask me. So the mother is being charged for doing that. And then we had the nitrogen explosion at the Georgia food packaging plant that killed, I think, 6. But I don't know if the death toll is going to be any higher, because originally it was listed at 4, then it went to 5, now it's reading 6, so it might update further along the lines. But there's really, I don't know what else really different. Wait, hold on. Oh, here. I was at the hospital earlier today with my mother because my mother was getting some testing done. She was getting her mammogram today. Now we don't want to put any more scares out there as with it already, because she's already battling health issues anyway. But they were able to see something on the mammogram. We don't know if it's cancer or not. We're hoping it's not, because, but the lady said it could be a cyst, and sometimes cysts could be just harmless. But still, They want my mom to come back on Tuesday for further testing to make sure that it's not what we that, to make sure that it's not what we think it is. We don't want it to be breast cancer, but if it is, then they have to go in and remove it. So, but we're hoping it's not cancer because I can't deal with any more cancer shit that she has already. And then I was telling my mother earlier, because I only have one more month left on my driving permit, and I said I don't have all the hours listed. I told her, I said, because I got to renew my permit because you didn't take my drive time seriously. I said, when I go back to renew my permit, you have to take my drive time seriously this time because I'm not going to keep putting it off. So she has to take this seriously, and the problem is with her, you can't get her to take anything seriously. Because she wouldn't let me drive in the snow and the rain. I said, for one, when it comes to being a driver, you have to learn how to drive on the rain and snow. You can't keep me sheltered from that forever. I'm gonna eventually have to learn. Especially driving on the busy roads too, like the back roads and all those other shit. Gotta learn how to do that shit too. Can't keep me fucking sheltered forever on that shit. Now to take the, now to talk about this, and I know that and stuff like that. I know Joe Biden's only been in office for 9 days, and some people are happy. Some people are happy that he's in office. Some people are not. Like for me, I could care less. Yes, I did vote for him because I guaranteed to get Trump out of office, but I still don't align with his policies. But he's been signing all these executive orders, and 99% of the orders are reversing what Trump passed that was damaging to the environment for Trump. Basically, Trump was the one that put that Keystone Pipeline in effect. Biden reversed that, and then Biden reversed all the other policies where Trump wanted to kill the birds and all that stuff. Biden reversed that policy too. Then he reversed a few other things. I can't keep track of all the policies he reversed. I'm working, and now because I've been off the last 2 days. I requested today off because I had to go to the hospital with my mother to do the mammogram thing. But actually, I took her in to register her, but they told me the lady told me that I couldn't wait upstairs with my mother. So she said the only places I could wait was in the lobby or wait in the car. And I decided I was just gonna go head back to the car and just sit there until my mom called to tell me she was done. But I go back to work tomorrow at Meijer from I think it's 3 to 10:30 tomorrow, but I just hit my 11 month mark at Meijer, so I got one more month before I'm eligible for vacation time and I can take my vacation for and you're entitled to 1 week, so you do 1 week vacation. And that's what I'm waiting for is my 1 week vacation for next month, so I could just take a week off and just relax from the job. I also, because I'm getting frustrated with the Meijer I'm working at, because they're not willing to move me to another position, so I applied to another Meijer with an open position. I haven't heard anything back from them yet because I only applied a few days ago, so it might be a few more days before I hear back from them about whether the position's open or not, because for one, the job doesn't tell you whether you've been turned down or not. So I just wait, so it's just a wait and see thing. And the position I applied for pays a little bit more than what I'm making on carts. I think right now on carts I'm making like a little over 10, it's like 10.40 an hour, I think is what I'm making on carts. And I applied to general merchandise, or possibly overnight stocking. Overnight stocking I think is like $11 an hour, and the G and general merchandise is $11.50, so either one would pay a little bit more than what I'm making now. And that wouldn't be too bad. I don't think there's any basketball games on later on today until 6 or something like that, so I just kill time until then. And I'm still waiting. I got my one tax form back from my job that I did for a few days last year, but now I'm waiting on my Meijer tax form, and I haven't received that yet, so I'm just waiting on that one. And then once I do that, then I can file out my taxes. And then see what the and see what little crappy bit I get back. And then we have to be there, and then I have to be early. Then I gotta get my mom early to the testing site, testing place again on Tuesday, because even though I work 3 to 10:30, they wanted to do it Monday. Only problem is on Monday I work noon to 8, so I wouldn't be able to get my mom into the testing site for that day. So we had to push it to Tuesday. And even though I work Tuesday, they want her there at like 12:30. And I told my mom, I said, "Well, we gotta be quick about this because I gotta be at work at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, and I don't want to have to lose a point because Meyer has a phase system where." Cheeks. I'm watching this movie called Dolphin Tale. It's about a I've seen this movie over 100 times at least, but it's about a boy that befriends a dolphin. So it's like I and this and I since I have such a love since I have such a love for animals, I just love watching movies like this where a human being befriends an animal. That's the same thing that happened with the movie Free Willy, where the kid befriended the killer whale. And I can't believe it's been 10 years since this movie was released. Makes me feel fucking old. And just to give you a list of my music playlist for this week, I've been listening to Adam Calhoun. Now don't knock me for saying it, but yes, he is a Trump supporter, but he has some good songs. One of my favorite ones that I've been listening to, actually two of my favorite songs I've been listening to from him are Die Tonight and Tombstone, which are like my two favorite songs from him. Up Church also is another, even though yes, I like him too, but he is a Trump supporter, but it's just the music that I like. About them. Same thing, Minnie Thin too. They're all Trump supporters, yes, but that was their mistake for voting for him. But they all have good styles of music. And then I also was listening to the comedy rock group Steel Panther earlier. The song I like from Steel Panther is called Eatin' Ain't Cheating, which you know that, so you know the reference for that. And then I was listening to some country earlier because I do listen to some country on the side depending on the type of mood that you want. And I was listening to Garth Brooks' Unanswered Prayers earlier. There goes my mom's phone again. I can hear my mom's phone ringing. Probably a scam call. I tried to set my ringtone on my phone, but sometimes my phone is temperamental in what it wants to play or ring. So of my shit, I still gotta watch. I still gotta watch House, the rest of the series of House, and I still got two more Rambo movies to watch, the fourth and fifth one. Also, of course, Wall Street is pissed because GameStop. Some of the people that have stock in GameStop, had withdrew their like you know. Their shares, and so of course Wall Street got pissed. So of course Wall Street got pissed because it's like they look at it, it's like, well, how dare you fuck us over? Because the rich people do anything they can to fuck the little guy over, and the little guys fucked the rich people over, so the rich people are pissed. So of course, the Dow today dropped 700 points because of that. Obviously not a good thing, but you know it happens. It's either, and I gotta check my 401k later on today, of course, because of that happening, I might lose some of my money because of that. I gotta look and see what the fuck I got saved in my fucking 401k. Didn't even look at it last week. Let's see here. I gotta put my password in. Let's see, right now it's showing 1255.18. That's in my 401k. I'm already contributing 10% to my 401k. I could up it again. I'm also working on my third pay raise. My third pay raise won't kick in until I finish up the 700 hours that I'm doing. Let's see. I think because usually the pay raises are usually 20 cents to 25 cents depending on what position you're doing. I think on cards it's 20 cents until it caps off. At 14, I think is what I think it's $14 an hour is what the card people get, which still $14 an hour isn't bad, but it should be more for that on cards because you're out there in the snow and the rain, so I think we should be getting paid more than 14. Now the Democrats are trying to propose a $15 an hour minimum wage, but it's going to be phased in over 5 years' time. Technically, in my opinion, it should be now and not 5 years from now, because if you raise it to 15 and five and down the line 5 years, so you're looking at 2026 for $15 an hour to kick in. By then, the $15 an hour becomes useless because cost of living has gone up. So you need it. So you need to be raising it to 15 now and not 5 years from now. So I guess we'll figure out how that goes. Now that's just a wait and see thing. So hopefully it will come up eventually. I did talk to the overnight drive yesterday because me and my mom were going to do it today, but obviously we're not going shopping today because she's not feeling well. Her back's been hurting, her feet's been hurting because of that psoriasis shit. We were going to go to Walmart, and we were going to look for this little fridge that you could, it's a little fridge that you could put in your room, and you could put 6 cans in it. Doesn't matter if it's beer cans. It could fit 6 beer cans, 6 pop cans. So, and you just plug it into the wall, and from there, you can keep your cans cold. And I told Hans and Andrew yesterday, I said, on the Overnight Drive podcast, I said, well, my fridge right now, it's so crammed with so much shit in there that I can't get anything in there for pop cans or anything. So I said, this thing would be good for me to have in my room, and then I could just, but I have to clean up my room eventually anyway because I got no space to put it at right now. So eventually, when I clean up my room, then we could start going and looking around to see what we could find for anything. Go away.
Does your phone incorporate wireless charging?
Never tried it.
Let me see. Bring it over here. I have a wireless charger. Let's see if it charges. That way, do away with your cord and